B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Samach Beis. We're going to start the next perek, the sixth perek, Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim. We know that even though there were a number of goats that were brought on Yom Kippur, but there's one famous pair that we know about, which we've already learned about previously. There was a pair of goats that they did a hagrola, a geirola, a lot between them. One of them was Chatos Lashem, and the other one was La'azazel. Says the Mishnah that these two goats on Yom Kippur, mitzvoson, it was preferable, it was a mitzvah, sheyu shneim, that there should be four things in common and similar between them. Shovin b'mare, they should look the same, or b'koimo, they should be the same height, or b'domim, they should be the same price, the same value, u'b'likichoson ke'echod, and you should purchase them with the same purchase them together. V'afal gav, v'afal pi she'in shovim. However, the Mishnah says, in the event that they are not similar, ksherim, nonetheless, it's kosher. Lokach echod ayom ve'echod lemochor. If you didn't buy them at the same time, you bought one today and one tomorrow, ksherim, it's kosher. Continues the Mishnah. Meis echod mem. You have these two goats. What happens if one of them died? Im at sheloi higril meis. If they died, even before they did the geirul, before the kohen cast the lots to determine which one was going to be the Chatos Lashem, which we've learned about, where the blood would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and into the Heichal, the Mizbeach HaPnimi. If it died before they'd even done the Geirol, Yikach Lezug, Zug L'Sheini, take a pair, take a second one, a partner for the remaining surviving goat, and now you've got two goats, and you'll do the Geirol whenever the Geirol has to be done. V'im Yishahigril Meis. What happens if they've done the Geirul already? And we know that one of them is Lashem, the other one is La'azazel. And we already saw the one La'azazel is facing the exit, facing out. The one which is Lashem is still facing towards the Heichal. We've learned about that previously. And then one of them dies. Yovi Zug Achir. You have to bring now another pair, another two goats. V'yagril Aleim B'tchilo. And you have to do a Geirul. One Lashem, one La'azazel. V'yoymar imshel shem meis. In the event that the one that died was the one that was the korban that was going to be shechted, then you should say ze she'ol olav ageirul lashem, that of the new set that we have here, the one that's going to count, the geirul is going to determine that it's lashem yiskayim tachtov, that will be in place of the one that died. And what will happen to the other one, which is now La'azazel, we'll have to see. V'im she La'azazel meis. However, in the event that the one that died was the one that was slated to go La'azazel, ze she'ol olav ageir La'azazel yiskayim tachtov, he should say that the goat, which I'm now going to cast the lots a second time, and it's going to be La'azazel, that is the one that's going to be in place of the one that died. V'hasheini, and the second one, now that you've got a leftover goat here, what do you do with that? Yire achiestayv, you let it graze until it gets a blemish, v'yimochir, and then you can sell it, v'yipludom of l'nadova, and the money is used for the keitz ha-mizbeach, is used to buy korban oila, when the mizbeach is a little bit low on korbanos. And why don't we say that these both of these goats are called a chatos? And we know there's halacha l'moshim Sinai, we've learned about it a few times, that a korban chatos, that niskapru ba'aleo, that its owners had already been atoned with a different chatos, a different animal, than the other one, the one that survived, is put to death, is mesois. We just starve it till it dies. So here also, you've got either two chatoses that are left over, or surviving, or two azazels. One of them will be the chatos or the azazel, which one is a discussion later. The second one is a chatos sheniskapru ba'aleo. If it's niskapru ba'aleo, its owners have been atoned, it should be mesois. Why do you say yire achi yistayv? So the Mishnah says, she'ein chatos tzibur meso, because since these are considered chatos tzibur, that they belong to the community, to the Klal Yisrael, and the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that the chatois ha-mesois don't apply by a chatois tzibur, and therefore they don't need to be put to death. You can just wait till it gets a blemish. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues with that and says that even with a chatois tzibur, if it's nitzkapru ba'aleo, it's mesois, and therefore Thomas, the second one, has to be let to die. And there's a cryptic statement here about Rabbi Yehuda, from Rabbi Yehuda, which the Gemara is going to explain. Nishbach Adam, in the event that the korban that was, the chatos that was going to be Lashem, was shechted, and the blood spilt before you could do anything with it, then Yomus HaMishtaleach, then the pair, the one that was going to go La'azazil, is put to death. Meis HaMishtaleach, if the one that was going to go La'azazil dies after you've shechted the one which is Lashem Chatos and you haven't yet done anything with the blood, you shofich adam, you just pour out the blood and you cannot use that korban, you have to bring a new set of goats. And exactly what these cases these are referring to and what Rabbi Yehuda was adding to, we're going to see in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. We learnt in a posuk. The posuk says, "Umei es adas bnei Yisrael, from the community, from Klal Yisrael, yikach, he should take shnei seirei izim, two goats, he goats lechatos. They will be as if for ichatos. Va'ayil echad l'oila. There's a ram for an oila. We're not discussing the ram now. So the question is, it says shnei seirei izim. Seirei is in plural tense. What's the shnei? Two." Seirim? Just say Seirim. It's enough. So the Gemara says, Yikach shnei Seireizim, miut Seirei, the minimum amount of Seirei is Shnaim, is two. Ma Talmud lo'ima shnei, so why does it have to say take two? It's self-evident. Answers the Gemara, Shehiyu shneim shovim, this is the source, that shnei, it should be a pair, they should be similar. Minayin, afal pi she'ein shneim shovim kesherim. How do you know, like the Mishnah says, that that's only a mitzvah lekatchila, but if they're not similar, it's still kosher? Talmud Omer says in the Pasuk, so'ir, so'ir. It says once in Pasuk, v'hikriv arin es ha-so'ir asha'olo olov ha-geir la-shem, v'asa'u chatos. That word so'ir seems to be superfluous because we know we're talking about the goats. And then in Pasuk Yud, it says, v'ha-so'ir asha'olo olov ha-geir al. Again, the word so'ir, the goat, is superfluous. Ribo is coming to include, is coming to teach us that any goat, which means even if the goats are not similar, it's still kosher. Says the Gemara, Taima de Rabbi Rachmona, Holoi Rabbi Rachmona, Hava min psulin. That means to say that if not for the fact that it says so'ir so'ir as a ribui, then as the Gemara says, that how do you know that afal pish ein shneim shoven ksherim, which means that we assumed that without that extra riba, without the extra soir soir, we would have thought that it's possible. Ikuva minolon. You need a source for that. The fact that the Torah says something should be done doesn't mean it's essential. We know, and especially in Kochim, what makes something essential is if it's written twice. Does it say twice that it has to be a pair? That you would think that they have, that it's essential and it's ma'akev, and that's why I need soir soir to say it's not ma'akev? Says the Gemara. Yes. Sol kadai techamina, because I may have thought that since it says shnei three times, it says once, yikach shnei si'ireizim, and then it says again, v'lokach es shnei ha-si'irim, v'hem idoisom lifnei Hashem. And then it says again, v'nosan arin al shnei ha-si'irim. Three times it says shnei. What is that telling us? The three times shnei is telling us, shnei, 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 ksiv. So I would have thought from there, it's telling us that it is ma'akev. We know there's a rule. Shon shino akosov la'akev, that the pasuk repeats something, is to tell us that it's ma'akev. But now the Gemara is asking, v'hashta de Rabbi Rachmona soir soir, now that I have the two extra words soir, to say that even if they're not similar, it's still kosher, then shnei, 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 lomoni. Why do I need the three times shnei if it's not ma'akev? And so just say it once to know that it's a mitzvah, that they should be similar, and it's not ma'akev. Why do you say it three times? Yes, because there's three areas of similarity. Chad le'mare, one for the way that it looks. V'chad le'koyma, one to say in height it should be the same. V'chad le'domim, and one to say that it should be the same value, it should cost the same. And from the Mefarshim discuss, where would we learn that they should preferably be bought at the same time? And they say that it's evitable from the Pasuk, Yikach Shnei Seireizim, you should buy the two together at the same time. Tanya Namihachi, there's a brisa, similar a similar theme that we just saw now regarding the two goats of Yom Kippur. We found that by the Taninam Yochi Gabi Kivsei Metzera, on the eighth day, when after Metzera is Tohir and is healed, he has to bring the Kvosim, he has to bring the lambs as a korban. Then Yikach, it says in the Pasuk, Uvayim Hashmini Yikach Shnei Kvosim Tmimim, V'kav So'achas, two males and one female, Bashnoso Tmimo, Shloisho Esreinim Soides Mincho Blula Vashemen V'loig Echot Shomen. He brings these lambs, Yikach Shnei Kvosim. So these male lambs, why do you have to say Shnei Kvosim? The same question. Miut Kvosim, the minimum of Kvosim is in plural tense, it's Shnaim. Why do I need to say two? Again, that says the Gemara, Sheyu Shneim Shovin. Preferably, they should both be similar. How do you know that even if they're not similar, it's still kosher? Talmud Loimar, it says in the Pasuk, es hakeves o'echod. It doesn't need to say keves, we know we're talking about the kvosim. And then it says again in the Pasuk, v'shochat es hakeves b'mokima sheyishchat es achatos. So why does it say twice keves? Ribo, to include that even if they're not similar, it's kosher. So now the Gemara says, Tama de Rabbi Rachmona. It's only because it says keves, keves, that you know it's not ma'akev. Ha loy Rabbi Rachmona, had it not said keves, keves, have amin psulim, I may have thought that it's ma'akev. Why should it be ma'akev? Because it says shnei kvasim. Shnei just means once. It's telling us it should be similar. Why would it be ma'akev? So beforehand we saw it says three times shnei. If it says it a few times, it's ma'akev. But over here it doesn't say a few times shnei. Yikuva minolon, how do you know it would be essential? It would be ma'akev. Says the Gemara, sol kudai techamina, because we may have thought, since it says in the Pasuk, zois tihiye teiras hametzera, tihiye means it should be. Make sure it's exactly the way it should be. So that word would impress on us that tiyaksiv, that it should be ma'akev. And that's why we would have thought it's ma'akev, but we say it's not ma'akev because it says keves, keves. So the Gemara is saying, "V'hashtu the Rabbi Rachmona keves, keves." Once it says keves, keves, to tell us it's not ma'akev, tiye lomoli. Why do I need that word tiye? Says the Gemara, "L'shar havyosi shel metzera." For all the other halachas of metzera, where there's no gzeiros hakosov that it's not ma'akev, all the other halachas of metzera, they're essential. You have to do exactly what it says and in the order that it says in the Chumash. Continues the Gemara. Again, a brisa, a similar theme, that tnan nami gabi metzera. We learned regarding the two birds that the metzera brings before he starts counting his 7 days. Ki hai gavna, we have the same issue there. That it says in the pasuk, v'tzivu akoyin v'lokach lamitahir shtei tziporim chayois tohiris, two live tohir birds, v'etz erez v'shni soilas v'ezoiv. So it says, shtei tziporim, two tziporim. Miu tziporim, shnaim. Tziporim is two. Ma talmud leim ha-shtei? Why do they have to say shtei? Sheyu shteim shovis, because they should be the same, similar. Uminayin shafal bishayinu shovis, how do you know that even if they're not similar, it's kosh, ksheiro is their kosher? Talmud leim, because it says in the posuk, v'tzivu ha-koyin v'shochat es ha-tzipoir ho-echos, that the Kohen shecht one of the tzipoir. It doesn't need to mention the birds. We're talking about the birds. It says the word tzipoir. It seems to be an added word. And then it says again in the Pasuk, es ha-tzipoir achayo yikach oiso, etc. It says twice, tzipoir, tzipoir, ribo, to tell us that any of the birds, even if they're not similar, they're kosher. Says the Gemara, Taima de Rabbi Rachmona. It's only because it says tzipoir tzipoir that you know it's not ma'akev. Ha loy Rabbi Rachmona. But it seems that you took for granted that if it wouldn't say tzipoir tzipoir, psulais, it would be ma'akev. Ikuva minolon. Where does the Torah say twice, shtei, or some other word where you would understand from there that it has to be ma'akev? Says the Gemara, Sol kadai techamina tiyaksiv, as we saw before. The same tihia that it says before, zois tihia teres ametzera, to impress on us, it must be the way it's written. So I may have thought it's ma'akev. Havahashta de Rabbi Rachmona tzipoir tihia lomoli. So now that you know from tzipoir tzipoir that it's not ma'akev, why does it say tihia in the pasuk? So as we said before, l'shar havyosei shel metzera. For all the other halachas of the metzera, that it's ma'akev and essential that it's done exactly the way that it's supposed to be. Says the Gemara, and here's the challenge. Ihochi, what are we going to do now with the Korban Tomid every day? Gabatmidim Nami. Neymar, what does it say in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'zeh asher ta'aseh al ha-mizbeach, kvosim b'nei shono shnayim layoim tomid. Kvosim is shnayim, is two. Kvosim miot kvosim shnayim. Ma talmud leima shnayim. Why does the Pasuk have to say that you have to take kvosim, lambs, shnayim layoim tomid, every day two? Lambs is two. Sheyu shneim shovin. Are we assuming, as we've said till now, that the two tomids, the two lambs, one brought in the morning, one brought in the afternoon, should be similar? And how would you know that if they're not similar, ksherim they're kosher? Talmud Lema, it says in the Pasuk, Es ha-keves ho-echot taseh v'boike, ve-is ha-keves ha-sheni taseh ben arbaim. The two words keves are superfluous. We know we're talking about the lambs. Keves, keves, keves ribo. So the Gemara is asking, ihochi, which means, if all this is correct, we saw it by the goats on Yom Kippur, we saw it about the lambs of the Metzorah, we saw it about the birds of the Metzorah, is it going to be the same about the lambs of the Korban Tomid? Ula mitzvah hochanami to be'inon? Are you really suggesting that from the word shnayim, it says by the Korban Tomid to impress on us that they should be similar? We never heard of such a thing. Nobody ever said that one should try to make sure that the two lambs shechted every day should be the similar. Says the Gemara, you're right. They don't need to be similar. You can ask a question. So why does it say shnayim? Kvosim means two. So why do I need the extra word shnayim? To tell us a different halacha, not to tell us they're similar. Hahumi boyle, look at the Tanya, we need it for halacha in a different brisa. In the brisa it says, shnayim layoim, oy lo tomid. What do you mean, shnayim layoim? That both of the korbonis, also the korban tomid shel shachar, and also the korban tomid shel ben arbaim, shnayim, both of them have to be layoim, keneged the yoim, which is against or towards the day. What does that mean? We know that the sun rises in the Mizrach, in the east. So the first place that the sun, that you see the light, is far in the west. When the sun sets in the Ma'ariv, in the west, then the light is longest, it's in the east. So it's in order to impress on us that even though we know you have to shecht all the kochim, these korbonis, the korban oilo, has to be shechted on the tzofin of the mizbeach. But on the tzofin side of the mizbeach, there were four rows of six rings of loops into which the animals were tied when it was shechted. And in order to impress on us that in the morning, when the sun is rising in the mizrach, it should be layoim keneged ayoim, then make sure you shecht on one of the ma'ariv most loops. And it happens to be, it's not the one closest to the Mizbeach, it's one over to the Tzofin. In the evening, in the afternoon, you should layoim, the sun is now in the Ma'ariv, so you should shecht the Korban in the Mizrach, on one of the Mizrach most of these loops, of these rings, which were on the Tzofin of the Mizbeach. It happens to be, it's not the one immediately next to the Mizbeach, but it's one over. Atoimir keneged hayoim, is that what you're saying? Maybe you don't learn that from Shnayim. Maybe the pasuk that says that you have to bring takrivu l'Hashem kvosim b'nei shono tmimim Shnayim layoim. Maybe it's just there to tell us that you have to bring two korban tomids every day. How do you know that it's teaching us the place where you have to shecht? It has to be layoim keneged hayoim. It should be facing where the sun is shining. Maybe it's just to tell us the chivas hayoim. There's a requirement to every day to bring the two korbonis. So he says, no, I've got another pasuk to tell me that. Keshu oimer, when it says in the pasuk, es hakeves ha-echot taseh v'boiker, ve'is hakeves ha-sheni taseh b'enu arbaim, I already know that there's a chiyuv. Hare chivas hayim omur, it already says in that pasuk, you have to bring the two korbonis. Umani mekayim shnayim layoim, so what am I doing with the shnayim layoim? Keneged hayim, to tell us where one should shecht the korban tomid. Keitzad, tomid shel shachar, the korban tomid in the morning, hoyo nishchat, al keren tzfoinis ma'arovis. It's going to be on the corner, it's on the tzofin side, but it's going to be towards the ma'ariv, because the sun is rising on the mizrach. So keneged ayim, opposite that, is the ma'ariv. Al tabas ashniyah, on the second ring on the Ma'ariv side of these, of where these loops were, where these rings were. V'shal beinu arba'im, and in the afternoon, hoyo nishchat al keren mizrachis tzvoinis. Then on the tzofin is the same. Everything was shechted on the tzofin, all kochi kochim. But it was shechted on the mizrach side of the, that means the corner of the mizrach of these rings, which is the keneged, the Ma'ariv, where the sun is setting. Where Altabas Shnia? Not on the one on the furthest most Mizrach, but one over. And just to be accurate, that the Korbonis, the Korban Tomid of the morning, was shechted in the, where the, on the Ma'ariv side. So it was shechted on the Ma'ariv most of the loops, just not on the one, the most Dorim, right adjacent to the Mizbeach. Rather, it was one over to the Tzofin. One over to the Tzofin, but it was the most Ma'ariv possible. And in the afternoon, it was shechted on the Mizrach of these loops. And instead of shechting it on the corner of the, so to speak, in this square of these rings, instead of shechting it on the Mizrach, right in the Mizrach, right adjacent to the Mizbeach, on the Dori Mizrach most loop, it was shechted on the one loop over to the Tzofin, but still on the extreme Mizrach, because that's Keneged Ayoim, when the sun is setting. Continues the Gemara, Musafin Shel Shabbos, regarding the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, where there it says in the Pasuk, Shnei Kvasim, and over there, Vadai Tzrichim Shiyu Shneim Shovin, not only is it a mitzvah that they should be similar, but it's actually Ma'akovit should be similar. Because till now we said that there's a ribui, that there's ribuyim, whether it's, whether we had soir soir, or we had the keves keves, and tzipur tzipur to be marabe. But the musaf on Shabbos, we don't have any ribui. And therefore, it's absolutely ma'akev that the musafin of Shabbos are similar to each other. Rashi says that he doesn't know where the source should be, that it should be ma'akev. So Rashi actually says, Vadet tzrichim shushneim shovim, doesn't mean it's ma'akev. It means it's definitely a mitzvah, even though we said regarding the Korban Tomids, it wasn't even a mitzvah, they should be similar. But regarding Shabbos, it is a mitzvah for it to be similar, but it's not ma'akev because it doesn't say it twice, and we don't have a source for that. That's what Rashi seems to say here. And Emir Tashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.